If you've ever met a narcissist, then you probably know that one of the most common qualities among them is a shocking sense of entitlement. So today at queenbeing.com, we're going to talk about exactly why they have that sense of entitlement and what you can do to deal with it. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
I'm Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, stick with me, hit that subscribe button, and let's get going. What is a sense of entitlement anyway? Well, I could give you the dictionary definition, but basically a sense of entitlement is a feeling that you are owed something or that something belongs to you. So narcissists very often tend to think that they are owed whatever it is. So let's talk about some of the ways that narcissists are entitled. So we all know that narcissists are not the most caring, compassionate people we've ever met. In fact, the biggest uniting quality between all toxic narcissists is simply that they don't have empathy. They don't care how you feel. Even those who do tend to give and give and give tend to be more of the altruistic type of narcissists. And the issue is that no matter how giving and caring they seem to be on the outside, things are usually a lot different behind closed doors for their family members and their friends. With all that being said, we often find ourselves in complete and utter shock when we do end up witnessing that sense of entitlement from people in our lives. It's overwhelmingly surprising, to say the very least. I remember the first time that I really saw it for what it was, and it was when I was in a situation with my now ex-husband where we were in the process of moving, and I was moving while I was pregnant, and I was literally throwing up every couple of hours, still moving, still doing all the things, carrying stuff, moving stuff. And at some point he decided he was going to go back to his parents' house and go to bed. That shocked me. But then when I reacted to that and got really cranky about it, he then asked me for money. Even though the two of us had been struggling and he didn't really have a job at the time, he asked me to give him money to go buy himself some soda. And that might not sound like a big thing to you, but if you understood that during that time we were very financially strapped, we didn't have a bunch of money, we didn't have much of anything, and it was all I could do to pay for the move. He was showing a sense of entitlement that, well, shocked me. And this, of course, would go on throughout the relationship. In that case, it was relatively harmless, if not frustrating and annoying. But in some cases, it can even become dangerous, the sense of entitlement that narcissists will have. They might feel like your money is their money, like in this case. Or they might feel like they can demand intimacy anytime they like, with or without your permission. They might feel like if they had a bad day, you better have a bad day too. And if you don't, well, they'll make sure that you do. They might feel angry and exhibit narcissistic injury when someone else gets attention or a promotion or some kind of award that they think they deserved. And if you are their primary source of supply, whether this person was you or not who actually stole their spotlight, well, you're probably going to pay the price. In most cases, narcissists feel like they're entitled to better treatment, special treatment, preferential treatment. Many times they feel like they are the ones who deserve all of your attention and time. And this means that anything you're doing is less important than anything they need. So they literally expect you to drop everything you're doing at a moment's notice to give them the attention that they desire. This can be very overwhelming, and it can actually cause you to stop doing other things in your life long term, such as cleaning your house or taking care of your bills or anything else. Because when the narcissist requires you to drop everything at any given moment, you might feel like whenever they're not kind of following you around or desiring your attention, you might feel like you need to just kind of relax and take it easy. And who can blame you? Narcissists are exhausting. And at the same time, they very often think that they don't owe you anything. And so they will feel entitled to just go out whenever they want. Even if you have kids together, they won't ask you to join them. They won't try to get a babysitter so that you can. They'll just go and do what they want to do if they want to do it. And then when they want your attention again, well, you're expected to stop whatever you're doing and pay attention. They might feel like they're entitled to tell you who you can hang out with and what you can do, how much money you can spend. They might feel entitled to all of your account numbers and passwords. They feel like they're entitled to use you for their emotional dumpster. Like I said before, anytime they have a bad day, they want to make sure you do too. And they will very often use you in this way. They'll rage on you or stress out on you, and then you're left spinning and they're left feeling light as can be. You ever noticed how narcissists tend to sleep like babies when you're tossing and turning all night? Here's why. They dump their emotional garbage onto you. And in some cases, the narcissist feels entitled to revenge for something you did, real or not, a perceived slight or a real slight. They will think they're entitled to revenge. They think they can and should do whatever is necessary to punish you for something that you've done, despite the fact that you're an adult. And this list goes on and on. I could sit here and talk about this for days, but I won't waste your time. What it comes down to is that the narcissist's sense of entitlement is overblown, excessive, and incredibly shocking to people who have not witnessed it before. What are you supposed to do if you're dealing with someone who has this excessive sense of entitlement? How do you manage it? Now, this can be confusing in some cases because there are different types of narcissists, right? You've got your more overt types and your more covert types, and it can present in different ways. Narcissism manifests in a number of ways. So we have those who present as very obviously narcissistic people. They're loud, they're obnoxious, they're all over the place. They don't follow the rules. They're the types that typically end up in prison or should end up in prison. And then you've got these sneakier types, right? You've got the ones who are charming and good looking. And whether we like it or not, our humanity causes us to assume that someone who is charming and good looking is naturally a good person. We all know that's not true, but that's what our biology almost leads us to believe. And we'll talk about that another day. But when they seem so amazing, so appealing, it's difficult to kind of pull out the little bits that show us who they really are. What it comes down to for most narcissists, though, is that it's always about them. Everything is about them. If you ever dare to confront them and ask them, why do you act so entitled all the time? They're going to get pretty offended. They'll do one of two things. Chances are they will get horribly offended, demonstrate narcissistic injury and attack you, or they'll just keep doing what they're doing and blow you off. Typical, right? So we know that all narcissists aren't exactly the same person, but we do have to think about the fact that there are certain traits that kind of unite them. And the first one is, of course, like we talked about, the lack of empathy, where they don't care how people feel. When you don't care how people feel and you operate from that perspective, you're not necessarily going to be the easiest person to be around. And you're certainly going to behave in ways that normal people don't. Certain other traits also affect the narcissist's sense of entitlement. For example, the fact that they're really self-absorbed. They always want to be the center of attention. Everything is all about them. And the fact that they view other people as extensions of themselves. They don't really see a reason to care how you feel because, according to them, you're not a real person. Based on that, we know that narcissists don't appreciate it if you have an opinion that varies from their own. And in fact, they'll think something's absolutely wrong with you and tell you so if you don't have the same opinion as them. Then there's the fact that they need that narcissistic supply. They are always looking for validation in every single thing that they do. And if you have the nerve to find fault with them, you're in trouble. Narcissists will always believe that they get the best of everything, that everything that is good in the world belongs to them. And of course, despite the fact that they're just covering up what's really inside of them, they almost relentlessly dig for admiration, for attention, for approval, all of that stuff. And that leads them to the sense of entitlement. Like we talked about before, they think they deserve special treatment. And yet somehow, despite the fact that we can see all of these things in hindsight, a lot of times we miss narcissism in our partners. So there are a couple of different things to know about entitlement. First of all, there is the sense of entitlement, and then there is just entitlement. So believing that you do deserve the best things in life is not necessarily something that is bad. And that's what I would call entitlement. You are entitled to a life that makes you feel safe and peaceful and relaxed and not what you end up with when you're dealing with a narcissist. You are entitled to have the best things in life, especially if you are willing to work for those things. But the sense of entitlement that we're talking about here is the more toxic type. It's not just self-confidence or self-love. It's painfully toxic. That's because it very often leads to things like the inability to compromise with other people, like impractical, outrageous demands that are clearly unreasonable and often unfulfillable. This attitude of being better than everyone, the sense of grandiosity, that kind of comes along with this sense of entitlement. Being constantly angry at people in life, people that you deal with on a regular basis. This is a negative type of entitlement. Feeling like you have the right to be angry at someone for something that may or may not be related to you directly, and that really isn't any of your business, well, that's one of those senses of entitlement we're talking about. Even excessive self-pity, poor me, everything's terrible, that kind of stuff can be a sense of entitlement because the self-pity comes from the belief that you don't have enough, which is essentially what the sense of entitlement is. It's the sense of emptiness in this case. It's the sense of not having what you want, not being good enough to get what you want. And in this case, we're talking about people who will go to horrible extremes in some cases to get what they want. So I would say it's kind of like a spectrum. So there are those people who do have a healthy sense of entitlement, people who understand that, you know, they do deserve good things in life. And I'm here to tell you that you deserve good things in life. Many times, people who have suffered from toxic relationships, people who have been in codependent situations, we don't think we deserve anything. We don't really feel a sense of entitlement at all. That was something that I really struggled with for a long time. I would always just try to get the bare minimum thing. I would take the leftovers and the hand-me-downs and all that because I thought that was all I deserved. Now I understand that I deserve better, but I also understand that it's my responsibility to make sure that I get what I want without being disrespectful to other people and without allowing myself to sort of lower myself. I don't think I deserve it just because it exists. I think I deserve it because I'm willing to work for it. Narcissists don't feel that way. They're on the other end of that spectrum where they would be happy in many cases to just sit and wait for everything to be handed to them on a silver platter. And when they get a hold of a good source of supply, they're very often going to end up actually living that. It's a big problem dealing with someone on that higher end of the spectrum, where they are constantly needing, wanting, demanding things that they are not willing to go out and procure for themselves. For example, as I mentioned earlier, my ex-husband and the soda money. He could have drank water like the rest of us. And even though he wasn't contributing to the household financially, he felt that he deserved my money in order to buy himself a soda, which was an unnecessary item. And I know it sounds small, but if you have been there, then you know what I'm talking about. To be fair, this was like 25 years ago. And it was, you know, early in my adult life, I didn't have a lot. So it mattered that he wanted $5. $5 mattered back then. So narcissists with a sense of entitlement like this on the higher end of that spectrum, they will often, like I said, demand things that are unreasonable and unlikely, not even feasible in some cases. When they don't get what they want, they sometimes kind of strike out at you. Now, we're not talking about someone who gets angry when someone wrongs them. That's different. We're talking about someone who gets angry when you don't give them soda money, for example. You can recognize this by looking at how a person reacts each time they feel disappointed or they don't get what they want. If every time that happens, they lash out and they get angry at you, then you know that that's a person who's dealing with a sense of entitlement that is unfair or on that higher end of the spectrum. So why do people get this sense of entitlement? Well, a lot of times it happens in childhood because either they felt like they didn't get anything, their parents were neglectful, in some cases abusive, or there's the other end of the spectrum where the parents gave them everything and then some and had no limits and no boundaries and the kids were allowed to walk all over them. Or in some cases, that's a combination of those two things. A lot of times, you know, you hear about the poor little rich kid. Well, you will find that parents who have a lot of money and not a lot of time will sometimes, even when they have the good intentions, they will sometimes sort of buy their kids love. And then they don't give them the emotional support they need. So those things are possibilities. Essentially, because they missed out on certain experiences and certain things that happen in childhood, in either one of these cases, you're looking at someone who feels that they now deserve special treatment because they didn't have those things. And while we can all probably relate to that up to a point, this type of sort of overcompensation is not the answer and obviously hurts people in their lives. So to help you figure out whether the person you're dealing with has a healthy sense of entitlement or a toxic one, the difference is that people who have a healthy sense of entitlement and a healthy sense of self-esteem, well, their entitlement is generally rooted in their accomplishments or their ability, like I told you earlier, to kind of go out and get the thing that they want, to sort of manifest it on their own. They're willing to work hard for it. So it's something that is based on their merit, their true actual accomplishments. For example, let's say that we have someone who wants to be a doctor. They go to medical school and they start their residency. They might work for free or for very little money and work really, really hard. And they would expect to do that if they knew what it was to become a doctor. But then at the same time, if they've been a doctor for 20 years and they have a specific area of expertise, well, it would make more sense for them to feel entitled to make more money. One example of someone with a toxic sense of entitlement is that story that came out a while back about this young man who was pretending to be a doctor and didn't go to medical school, didn't have any sort of background in medicine, and was somehow practicing surgery in hospitals. So this can kind of give you a contrast. He felt entitled to go and do the work of someone who required so many years of education without doing that. I don't know if that's the best example, but there's one way to see it. If you're dealing with someone who has a toxic sense of entitlement, how do you manage? What are you supposed to do? Well, one way you can deal with this is to not indulge them. And it's our nature as empaths to want to indulge people that we love, to want to kind of give them the benefit of the doubt or give them a little extra something, something now and then. But when we're talking about a narcissist, if you do indulge them, like I did with the soda money, you will find yourself constantly in that cycle where every time they want something, they start to demand it from you. But if, you know, if you stop the buck right there and you don't let them treat you that way and you don't let them have those expectations of you, you're going to have a much easier time of getting through this. They're going to stop expecting you to meet their expectations. They're going to stop demanding things of you. And I'm just going to offer a fair warning right here. Yes, that does mean they might walk away from you. But again, like I always say, is that really such a bad thing? I personally think the best thing you can do instead of dwelling on the narcissist and indulging their sense of entitlement is to focus on yourself and the people in your life who are worth your time and energy. Treat the people who are worth your time and energy with love, with compassion, and treat yourself with love and compassion. Because the fact is, what we put out there tends to come back to us. So if you're constantly putting out there that you need to indulge this person's unreasonable demands and behaviors, you're going to have many more reasons to do that because that's what you're going to draw to yourself. I know because I've been there. Being genuinely nice to people without expecting anything in return, in my opinion, is the best way to bring more good back to you. So do random acts of kindness for people in the world who deserve it, for people who treat you with love and respect, or even just strangers that you meet out in the world. You need to know that you're not alone in this thing. You can focus on developing your own self-esteem and your own self-love, and that can start to lead you toward healthier choices and maybe to recognize that you don't deserve to be in this situation that has become so toxic. Yeah, it's easier said than done, no doubt. And it's really hard to do it by yourself. So don't do that. If you don't have people in your life, make sure you go over to queenbeing.com/group-support. You can just see that right there. And sign up for one of the free support groups right there. If you have the ability to talk to other people who are going through the same things you're going through, it's much, much less painful to heal. Knowing that you're not alone is so important. And my friend, you're not alone. Don't forget. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you dealt with a narcissist who had such a sense of entitlement? Were you shocked by it? How did you feel? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. I'm going to share a link with you to a playlist right here. Go ahead and take a look at it. It'll give you some additional information on how to deal with narcissists. So take a look at that when you get a chance. I want to give a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, those people who choose to support me through the YouTube membership program. Thank you so much for your support. It allows me the opportunity to do more for our community, to produce more content, to reach out to more people. And that means the world to me. It is my mission in life. So thank you. And to everyone who watches my videos, subscribes to my channel, likes my videos, comments on my videos, shares my videos, thank you, because those actions help me to help more people to get through this and to overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. As for my channel members, you'll see their names scrolling right there. Before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.